Keith Klein, good morning. How are you?
I am this side of wonderful.
Well, there you go. And I play my morning game of dodging the sunshine as it comes over the parking garage mm-hmm. over there on 7th Street. And so I can't see what I'm doing. Are you still here?
I am here.
Okay, good.
Right across from you.
Now I have to
follow
the
voice.
Now I have to find the right button to turn up Jenny Vaughn. Jenny is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. She checks in with us every Thursday morning. Jenny, is that you?
That's me.
Oh, good.
Hello, hello.
You look like you're covered in O'Bannon.
No, I'm no longer covered with O'Bannon. It's over.
You freshened up. You had a great run,
That's
a great
right.
weekend. And give us a recap on what we missed.
Oh, my gosh. It was just incredible. Outstanding. Three wonderful days. You know, Bob Geldof was probably, I'm going to go out on a limb. To me, he was one of our best speakers. You're really touching to home about, you know, how we need to take care of each other, you know, given, you know, what's going on in the world and everything, and in the grassroots of really taking care of each other, taking care of our communities and all of that. He was just awesome. And then, you know, to finish the day on Friday with Shiza Shahid, a wonderful young lady, pretty much had the same topic of conversation about, you know, taking care of each other. And you know, your neighbors, your friends, your colleagues, and all of that. It was just awesome. Keith, you were there Friday, of course,
yes.
running the show, and I just thought it was fantastic.
Great audience, great response. I would agree with you. The people who saw Sir Bob Geldof they weren't quite sure what they were going to get.
Exactly.
They left that presentation just overwhelmingly impressed by his message.
He was really incredible, and really just the point was right on. And you know, we're going to get that on video, I'm sorry, on a web link, mm-hmm. and we're going to share that with the community because I think other people need to hear his message. So it's so important. So I think in another week or two we should be able to get that, and we'll announce that on the radio so people can go out and listen to what a wonderful, wonderful speech, and it will literally change your life.
Hey, I want to put a plug in, too, because later this month WTIU is going to be doing a documentary on the O'Bannon Institute. And we have time. We'll talk about the days it's going to be on. They're going to air it three times at the end of May. And
yeah, right.
You'll be able to see highlights of all of the things that happen as part of the O'Bannon Institute.
Which is awesome. And, you know, another plug, too, for the event. You know, we had our Youth Leadership Academy students, middle school kids were there, and they were awesome. They worked all year from, you know, early in September all the way to last week together. They worked weekends and throughout the school week
Know, the best part of that, Jenny, is two things,
mm-hmm.
the projects. One
right.
is getting books for students, elementary-level
right.
students, and the other is working on anti-bullying.
Right, and they're
what an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're taking that project to Templeton,
right.
and these kids will be presenting in front of, you know, other kids. And, you know, yeah, and collecting the books, and that was for Head Start. It was just,
right.
I'm so proud of that program, and we're going to continue that. So if our listeners know anybody in middle school who is interested in becoming a member of the Youth Leadership Academy and participating this next year, give us a call and let us know.
Jenny, I see a lot of our students are walking around in, shall I say, a kind of a finals exam days.
Yeah, that luck, you know,
yeah.
that kind of like...
But you're doing some amazing
luck.
Things. You're feeding them, and you're mm-hmm. trying to get them relaxed and get them in the best shape because...
Yep.
Saturday is the end of classes for the
right.
spring term, and then all of a sudden next Friday is graduation.
That's right. I walked through the auditorium, I'm sorry, the rotunda yesterday, and they had apples and oranges and different things and orange juice for our students so they could get some energy in their bellies before they go in and take an exam, and so I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah, next week, next Friday, the 15th is our graduation ceremony, and it'll be at the IU Auditorium at 6 p.m.
Now,
super excited about it.
You have a special speaker, student speaker, L.J. Gerhart.
Talk
about
right.
him.
And I've talked about him before on the radio. He's awesome. He is the Student of the Year for the American Council on Education. That's a national award. It's huge. And that's where students can gain credit from something they did either in the workforce or the military. So ACE, the American Council on Education, helps colleges and universities kind of crosswalk those kinds of experience into academic credit. So LJ worked at McDonald's. They have a phenomenal training program there, and so he received multiple credits from McDonald's, from Hamburger University, that were part of his degree at Ivy Tech. So that was part of his business degree, and he will be speaking to the students. He is our commencement speaker, and he's graduating. So and his girlfriend is also graduating. So it's pretty cool that they can both participate in our ceremony.
Well, if you're out by the West Side McDonald's, say congratulations to LJ. Now we're also giving an honorary degree.
Oh, we are.
Oh, thank
absolutely.
You. I appreciate that.
No, Michael, you're next year. Next year, Michael.
Yeah, next year. We wanted to give you a surprise. And yeah.
The honorary degrees I give are the temperatures I read 15 times a morning.
Next year. Okay,
you had
so
your acceptance speech all ready to go, too, Mike.
That's
thanks.
Yeah. Well,
you know what my acceptance speech would be, Jenny? Who, me? Huh?
No.
That would
I'm
be
so
it. That would be it. But who is going to be this recipient?
Well, one of our favorite people.
Asking for a friend, what do you have to do to get one of these?
Well, you have to have a long history of support and service to either your community,
yes.
and in this case, to not only the community, but also to Ivy Tech. Mr. Lee Marchant is our honorary degree recipient.
That's fantastic.
We're so excited to be able to award that to him. He's been with the college, you know, in either as a foundation director centrally, a state trustee. He comes to all of our regional trustee meetings. He's so he takes care of us. He takes care of me. He always asks what can he do for us to move things forward. He's a co-chair on our capital campaign. He's just one of the nicest, most wonderful, most pleasant people you'd ever meet. And so we're honoring Mr. Lee Marchant next Friday with an honorary degree.
You wanted to mention Lemonade Day, too, because obviously Ivy Tech was a participant.
Right. We actually is one of the sponsors, and we kind of helped organize the day. There were over 400 different kids with different setups all throughout Bloomington and Monroe County. That was last Saturday. I don't know if anybody out there tried any. I had some.
I did.
It was so fun.
The stands were amazing as you travel around the city.
I was on the trail and downtown, and they were all over.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 78 degrees and perfect.
Mm-hmm. They were donating their money to an organization that was, you know, near and dear to their heart. So it was pretty cool. It was pretty awesome.
And you wanted to mention the champions.
Yes, our city champions were Mackenzie Mae Goodrich and, of course, David Hayes, you know, who was really with us getting that whole event organized and taken care of. And then, of course, we have other sponsors and volunteers and mentors and parents and, you know, mostly to the kids. What a great day it was.
Well, they couldn't have asked for nicer weather. It was absolutely perfect outside.
Perfect.
78 degrees and sunshine and everybody was out. Downtown was flooded with people. So hopefully they had a chance to save, a chance to spend, and a chance to share.
Mm-hmm.
That was the three-pronged attack with that. And we had a chance to talk to Mackenzie Mae Goodrich last week and David Hayes all the time. So it was fun to see their excitement about the involvement. And that looks like a program, Jenny, that's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Nope.
And that's what
we
makes
will
it exciting.
Continue to do it. That's right.
All right, well, I want you to enjoy this final weekend of classes at Ivy Tech, and the next Friday, we'll talk to you on Thursday, we'll get ready for graduation.
That's right.
And then we can put our feet up for the rest of the summer.
No.
Well, you've had O'Bannon, you've had the end of the semester, you've had Well, just bring your chair and watch the boys finish up the building there. So that's
fun.
There you go. Hey, have a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day in advance to
you. Thank you.
I'm sorry about the forecast. That's Keith's fault. Let's be honest.
it's always Keith's fault.
What is? Yeah. And we'll get caught up with you next Thursday.
Great. Sounds good.